الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد. Most respected listeners, continuing with the proven prescriptions for steadfastness and a pleasant death, alhamdulillah, two have been mentioned. The first one is to read after every farz salah, رَبَّنَا لَا تُذِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Also, if a person wants, he can read the sunnah, the dua mentioned in the hadith, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. That was the first one. The second one is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this dua very, very often when some unpleasant situation came, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt very uneasy and disturbed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this dua very often. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. The explanation was given. Today, inshallah, the third prescription for steadfastness and a pleasant death is the use of miswak. So inshallah, today what we will do is we will mention the ahadith and virtues of using the miswak. Then we will mention the different occasions when to use the miswak. And lastly, the benefits of the miswak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As Aisha radiallahu anha reports, that Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that salah performed after making muswak is 70 times more virtuous than the salah performed without using the muswak. The second hadith, as Aisha radiallahu anha reports, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, muswak is a means of purifying the mouth and a means of earning the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The third hadith, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, four actions are from the sunnah of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Number one, adopting haya, modesty. Number two, applying itar. Number three, using the muswak. And number four, making nikah, that is getting married. We'll discuss one more hadith, inshaAllah. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had I not feared imposing difficulty upon my ummah, then I would have certainly make it obligatory to use the muswak for every salah. So as explained, it is very, very meritorious, very rewarding if a person makes muswak, then performs his salah. Salah will be multiplied 70 times, inshaAllah. Now inshaAllah, we'll discuss the occasions when muswak should be used. Number one, upon awakening. It should be borne in mind that the use of muswak upon awakening is a separate sunnah. And the using of the muswak at the time of wudu is another sunnah. It's a separate sunnah. So there are two sunnahs here. One is when you wake up, you use the muswak. And the second is when you are going to make wudu, before one is making wudu, to make muswak. Number two, to use the muswak when entering the home. Number three, before reciting the Quran al-Majeed. Number four, at the time of wudu. Number five, when the teeth become discolored or a bad odor emanates from the mouth. Number six, before and after eating. Number seven, when one perceives the pangs of death. InshaAllah, this will be explained as well. Number eight, if one had made wudu earlier, and the time of salah approaches, then it is mustahab for one to use the muswak for salah to remove any odor from the mouth. Similarly, it is mustahab to make muswak when joining a gathering. Muswak at the time of death, this will be explained. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that her brother Abdul Rahman entered the home when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his final moments. So he had a fresh muswak with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gaze fell upon the muswak and he looked at it intently. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha took the muswak, chewed upon it and prepared it for use, and she then offered it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mullah al-Qari rahmatullahi writes that using the muswak has 70 benefits. One of these benefits is that one would remember to recite the kalima before passing away, subhanallah. So that is why Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqtasar rahmatullahi has mentioned the third prescription based on this, that inshallah a person who makes muswak, Allah Ta'ala will give that person tawfiq inshallah to pass away in this condition that he has recited the kalima. Before passing, he will recite the kalima. May Allah give everyone the tawfiq inshallah of making amal and adopting this beautiful sunnah of making muswak inshallah. Now inshallah we'll discuss the benefits of using the muswak. Anas radiallahu narrates that the muswak has 10 merits. Number 1, it cleanses the mouth. Number 2, it pleases Allah Ta'ala. Number 3, it angers the devil, shaitan. Number 4, it makes the angels love one. Number 5, it strengthens the gums. Number 6, it ensures good oral health and hygiene. Number 7, it repels excessive phlegm. Number 8, it soothes the burning sensation of bile. Number 9, it sharpens the eyesight. And number 10, it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa al-Mahasini rahmatullahi has the following benefits. He has written other benefits as well. For example, he says it ensures financial prosperity, barakah in one's wealth. Number 2, it repels the whispers of shaitan. Number 3, it promotes eloquence. Number 4, it helps to digest food. Number 5, it repels traces of old age, for example, white hair, etc. Number 6, it strengthens the back. Number 7, it makes the grave to be vast and accommodating. Number 8, it increases intelligence. Number 9, it facilitates utterance of the kalima in the last moments of life. Number 10, it allows the soul to depart with ease. Number 11, it improves the appetite. Number 12, it sweetens the voice. Number 13, it provides relief for headaches. Allama Tahtawi rahmatullahi has added these benefits as well. It multiplies the reward of salah manifold. It is a cause of increase in sustenance. It gives luster and glow to the face. It makes one cross the bridge over hell with the speed of lightning. Ibrahim Nakhai rahmatullahi, a renowned and eminent tabi, he complained of his poor memory and he could barely retain anything. So he had this problem of a poor memory, and he could not retain anything. He could not memorize anything. So he had a vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one night, and complained about this condition. So he saw, he made ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, and he told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this condition. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him to eat less, to sleep less, to recite the Quran excessively, to perform a fresh wudu for every salah, and to use muswak for every wudu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of using the muswak as mentioned on the different occasions. And one of the greatest of all is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the benefits that which is very, very helping and assisting and very beneficial, inshaAllah, that a person inshaAllah will leave this world with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.